Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
That was
Sarah!
Family! You guys!
We're back.
Listen to this. So Sarah and I have FaceTimed probably about three times, and I have not asked you any wedding questions because I wanted it to all be on air. Like legit, for real.
Everybody,
I have no idea what's going on, and I'm dying.
Amy, Mark, everyone should be really proud because, like, we haven't talked about anything because you are like, we're saving it. We need content. We need the tea. Spill it now.
I know. I was like, I don't want to know. I know one thing. Well, I mean, I know the one big thing, which is the save the date, which we will not say. Yeah. But you just teased on Insta. It is in your
2020.
Woohoo! But here's the thing. We haven't even talked about your engagement.
I know. It's so weird that, like, we haven't. I know.
Oh, yeah, we haven't.
Because you were supposed to do our live wine down in Nashville, yeah, and you had to take, you're like, I just realized that my flight connection isn't long
enough. Listen, I was like, look, I'm a bride now, so my brain is not working. And I wasn't.
It is my full-time job.
It is my job.
To be a bride.
It is my title.
So, but here's the thing though, Sarah. So the last that we knew, it was just like, all right, I'm not talking about it, not bringing it up. But then you and Ty, can you say what you guys started to do?
Yes. So.
Okay.
Ty. I was with you guys doing a podcast tour. And yeah. I came home. I had been gone. And while I had been gone, Ty was like, you know, I started going to therapy. It's something that he and I had talked about for a long time that I thought he should do just for like life reasons, not like for us. But, you know, I've realized that not everyone is like you guys. You know, a lot of people are turned off or scared by the idea of going into a room, talking to someone. You know, it freaks people out. And he was one of them. He's like, that's weird. I just feel like that would be uncomfortable. And, you know, so he never wanted to do it. Whatever. So he goes and does it. And I'm like so happy. I'm like, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. You know, I was very supportive. I was very happy that he kind of took that step and he really liked it. That's what I was most shocked about, is he had gone like three times. So he was like, would you want to come with me?
And I, by the way, when you said that to me, I was like, oh my God, homegirl's getting broken up with at therapy.
You called me. When I told you, you were like, can you come over tomorrow? I was like, I can't. I'm going to therapy with Ty. And you literally called me because you were like, I forgot what your story was.
I had gone some guy had asked me to go to therapy with him, and then I got broken up with
in therapy.
At the therapy appointment. And I was just like,
that happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just got really scared because because some people feel more comfortable
to
say things in therapy.
Totally.
You know? So maybe he was just like going to say, I'm just don't want to get married. Or I'm just like, oh God, this
you
is
panicked.
Not.
You panicked.
I panicked. And I'm so sorry that I panicked.
It's funny though, because that was the last, I would have never thought of that, about that.
Great.
No, and I didn't think. So I went with him.
That was a bad friend moment.
And we had a really, really great conversation. I said things I've never said. He said things he'd never said. I think that it was really good for both of us to, you know me, I have no problem talking to a stranger I talk to you about my problems on the plane. Like, I had no problem talking to her. But I was mostly so impressed with him. It just like made me want to cry because I was like, wow, you are really, that's so not like him. Whatever.
That's awesome.
But here's something to take from that though, is you had asked, you know, basically to him, why haven't you?
Yeah.
And he said, go ahead.
Honestly, like, I don't remember.
I'll tell you. He said because he knew you wouldn't leave.
Yeah, you
wouldn't
leave. Yeah. Sorry. So he had told me that. Yes. In therapy, he said, you know, because I was shocked. The therapist, she was very neutral, but she was very much like, Ty, you need to understand like where she's coming from. Like, this is, do you understand what she says when she says this? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, she was very, I was shocked at how much she kind of agreed with me, or not agreed with me, but, you know, she wanted him to understand where I was coming from. And that was one of the things he said. I mean, if I'm being honest, I didn't do it in, you know, December, whatever, because I knew you weren't going to leave. And I was like,
and that must have been like a gut.
And it was.
Yeah.
But I was so happy that he said that. I was so happy he was honest and said that to me, because I was like, okay, that's where we're at. Like, now I know you know me as well as you know, like when,
and there was a hockey camp coming up.
And there was a hockey camp coming up, and I had told him this was kind of even before all the drama with, you know, him proposing or not proposing. I kind of already voiced that, you know, I'm not going to go this year with you. I think that you need to go do your thing. I'll stay home. Cause usually I go to the camps every summer with him.
Well, and you said, I don't want to be a girlfriend again at the seventh year of camp. Yeah. Like, no,
I just said, you know, I don't think it's fair for me to, you know, go all summer with you. And when all I'm really thinking about is, you know, all the things I could be, it's just, I kept saying, it's not fair, whatever. He understood. He said, I know. Okay. You've been saying that. Yes. And the therapist was like, you know, maybe it'll be good. He'll be back. Cause he was going to be gone for four weeks. Yeah. Straight. So she said, you know, stand your ground and that's good for you. So we left the session. It was emotional, but it was good. We got in the car and we both we just like held hands in the car. It was like very bizarre, but good. I mean, now I kind of know how you guys probably feel sometimes. Like, it felt weird to be so emotional and heightened, but then it felt good to kind of just be with each other. I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will say that, and even when Jana kind of caught me up on all that, when that was happening and told me what Ty said, and he was honest and admitted that, to me, that showed a lot about him, but then also y'all's relationship, because that's such something that I could see someone using in a manipulative way.
100%.
Where he was giving you the ammunition that he had, right?
Yeah.
So he has no, you know, no kind of plans of being manipulative or holding that against you and calling you out on it. It's like, no, it is what it is. And so I think that's a huge testament to y'all's relationship.
You don't play those games. And I'm telling you, like, when he said that to me, like, it got me in my gut. And I think I may have started crying, but I was so happy. It was weird at how happy I was to hear him say that in a weird way. So that happens. That's on a Monday. He's leaving Friday. The week was weird. It was just kind of a weird week.
Because you weren't going and oh my gosh. No. And I was like, Sarah, you can't go. You can't go, babe.
And
like,
I was not going.
We'll fill up your week. You'll come to Nashville. Like,
I had no intention of going. I had nothing. I was not going. Everyone knew I was not going. It's funny. One of my girlfriends was like, I literally told my boyfriend, like, hey, I might need to go to LA next week. Cause like, Sarah's not going to be okay. So it's now Thursday and it's his brother's graduation and we go out there and we see his parents and, you know, we're all out there and they were having a dinner, but he was being so like weird. He's like, no, we don't need to go to the dinner. Like, we could just go home, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's your brother's graduation dinner. Okay, whatever. And he's like, no, my mom's throwing him a party tomorrow. She's throwing him a graduation party. We'll go out to the house before I leave. So it was so crazy. We get home Thursday night and I was in the shower and I was crying. I started crying in the shower and he was like, what is wrong? And I was like, it's just so weird that you're going to leave tomorrow and I'm not going to go with you. Like, this isn't how it's supposed to be. I want to go with you. I love going to camp. I love seeing all the kids and being there with you. Like, I don't want to do this. You know, I was...
Wait, you cried?
Yeah. Calmly in the shower, the way it's supposed to be done. but yeah, no, I was...
I don't cry.
I was really upset. And we had just been with his family and I just, you know, I was just upset. So the next day we wake up, everything's normal. He had to go to the office. He's like, I'll see you, you know, I'll come get you. And he comes and gets me to go to his parents' house. Oh, we had to take separate cars because he was leaving. So we took separate cars out there.
Oh,
it was just
God.
A normal morning, whatever. I'm like, what do I wear? He's dressed up. I'm like, oh, it's one of your mom's like grand parties. Perfect. We get there and like, long story short, it wasn't a graduation party. Like, an hour in, he, as everyone probably saw on Instagram, like, takes me around the pool out to this little gazebo at his parents' house. And then honestly, I blacked out. I have no idea what was happening.
There was a plane
fly by that said, Sarah, will you marry me? Love, Ty. And it had been flying around Malibu for an hour waiting for us. So people were texting Ty and Janet and everyone being like, we see this plane and like, we're pretty sure it's for Sarah and Ty. So that was wild. But
and then mind you, when you were calling me, Michael and I were on our way to shoot the sizzle for this potential reality show thing. And
but also Jan and I were kind of in a fight.
No,
at
that's
the
what
time.
I'm saying. So we were in a fight and I see that you're FaceTime.
I called
FaceTime a lot, but
just
like
everyone listening, I called her four times in a row because I was like, this bitch is going to find out on Instagram and kill me. If she doesn't answer, there, like, she needs to.
There will be blood.
No, everyone was like, Sarah, Ty's giving a toast. I'm like, I have got, because everyone was already posting. I was like, she's going to, and you weren't answering.
I know. Well, so because Michael and I were like fighting in the car and we were having a thing. And then I saw you were FaceTiming and oh, no, this is what happened. So it was, you had called, but we were getting an argument. I got into the car. I was like, I'll drive because like we were both hungry and we just like were hangry and arguing. And then you called again and then you called again. And I was just like, I have to answer this because, and then, so he goes, oh, really? He's like, Mike's like, you're really going to answer the phone? I go, look, she's either engaged or they broke up. It's Friday. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I have to answer this.
And I was like, and I was still pissed. He's, I was like, so pissed at you. I was like, whatever. And then I heard you and I kind of look over the corner of my eye.
Mike's like trying to be mad.
Start screaming. And then I kind of had smiles. Like, I can't be mad at this. Like,
I'm so happy for you.
It
guys.
Was, yeah. I honestly did not think, because everyone's like, you had to have known. I was like, I had no clue. Like, people don't understand what was really going down. Like, I had no clue. Oh, everyone who's wondering, I painted my own nails. Like, trust me, I would have got a manicure. But I had no idea. The only time I knew it was about to go down is when he was walking me around. He played like his favorite Lumineer song, and it's like, the drums and all, it's a very obvious song when it starts. And I literally looked at him and I was like, what the F is going on? And he wouldn't look at me. And he just kept walking. And I asked him, I was like, what was I even saying? He's like, honestly, you just kept screaming F bombs. And I was like, yeah, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what I was saying. And he's like, don't.
Well, weren't you saying too? Wasn't he like telling you like, I should have done this so long ago. And you're like, just get to it. Just get to it.
So he walks me over there and he's giving me like he's telling me like, I'm so sorry for everything. Like, I'm so stupid, you know? And I'm like, stop beating yourself up. This is a glorious moment. And then he starts going on and on. And then he pulls, because a part of me was like, maybe he's just giving me a speech before he leaves tonight. Like, I don't know what's going down. But then he pulls out a ring and I was like, holy sorry, it's about to go down. And then he starts giving me a 10-minute speech, but he's holding the ring and I'm like, just open it already. But the best part of all of that was that, because everyone's like, oh my God, he did so good. But what I think, because I fell to my knees at one point before he got down on a knee. And I think that's when he told me that this was his mom's ring and it was one of her rings that his grandma's been wearing, and his grandma gave it to him 2 years ago and was like, I want you to give this to Sarah. And so, like, when he told me that it was the mom and his grandma's ring, I just lost it.
Okay, that's amazing. And I'm so happy for you, babe. I want to hear more, though, about the wedding. But first, all of our beds are Brooklinen sheets. True story. I've said this before. But when we changed the sheets, Mike goes, oh, my gosh, these are really comfortable. Where is this from? And I was like, Brooklinen, babe, Brooklinen.
Yeah, she took off our Restoration Hardware sheets. And put the Brooklinen ones on. It was a game changer. We have not changed since.
Yeah. They're great. They're beautiful. They're airy linen pieces that give your bedroom a chic, relaxed feel while providing you with the ultimate comfort. They've got 12 beautiful linen colors and patterns to choose from. I could not recommend their products more. Lifetime warranty. It's basically luxury at an amazing cost. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty.
The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code Jana at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Jana. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Mike can spell. All right. So I'm kind of really pumped about Jerry O'Connell coming on the show. I know Sarah is because she's...
Couldn't be happier.
You're living basically your best life today because apparently he's a big Bravo fan, which...
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one where where the housewives are all on?
Yes, that is the one.
So it's like, how do you not know
that?
That
is the one. He's like a diehard...
Which, by the way,
he's a diehard
so
Bravo
bad.
Guy. I'm a diehard Bravo gal, so this should be interesting.
Do you sometimes not like me as your friend because I don't know those things?
No, honestly, I feel like it humbles me.
You paused.
No, because it
gives you less to talk
you
about.
Paused.
No, it honestly humbles me because if you were obsessed, that's all I would talk about. So it's nice for me to like come over and make references and you not understand and me be like, wow, Bethany, wow. So
who?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, I am excited though to talk about his brother though, because he was on The Bachelor, which is interesting to me. Which, by the way,
and he's on the other side of it, where it's like the family, so we'd love to see like kind of how they felt about it.
I had no idea.
Which, by the way, though, Sarah, you might think that I would be good on The Bachelor.
1,000%. I know that you would literally thrive.
I don't think you know this, though, but actually Michael's the one that auditioned for The Bachelor. Right.
I'm never speechless. I am now speechless. What?
Yeah.
That is something that you're going to need to touch on a little bit more.
Once upon a time, I didn't sign myself up.
Oh, sure.
One of my best girlfriends growing up did. I was chilling with her and her husband, and she was making us watch it. And she looked at me, and she's like, I'm going to sign you up for that. I said, yeah, okay. A couple months later, I get the phone call, and it was one of the casting directors there at ABC or whatever network it's on. And
A Star is Born.
No, it's ABC.
Yeah, or whatever network.
That one network that it's on. One of those
TV
channels.
You always come and sit with me and watch it.
I don't know, on like Wednesday nights or something.
Every Monday he's there with popcorn. He's like, what's Hannah doing now?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Wow.
But no, I mean, it kind of, what was funny is I was entertaining it at the time because I was single. It was my second year in the league and I was entertaining it, and it kind of carried along through the season. And then we were playing the Chargers later in the season, and one of the casting directors even brought a film crew down to our team hotel in San Diego. They took still shots, video interview, while my teammates are like walking around looking at me.
Did
like,
they
what
make
is
fun
going
of
on?
You?
So at first, I kept it. I only told like two of my closest teammates, right? On the plane ride going to San Diego, it ended up somehow coming out. I told somebody else.
It ended up coming out. TMZ got a hold of it.
No. It got out amongst the locker room. So the whole flight from Buffalo to San Diego, I got a bunch of like the married guys on the plane that watch it with their wives are kind of coming over to my seat and being like, okay. And just coaching me up.
Wow.
Like I'm already on it. Like, I'm already on it. Okay, don't be like this person. Do like this. Blah, blah, blah. And then even... So I didn't end up doing it because I tore my ACL at the end of that season and thought it was probably a pretty good idea to focus on my job.
Honestly, like, thank God.
Yeah. And I remember my offensive coordinator at the time came up to me. It was like a week after I'd gotten hurt. He's like, hey, man, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm all right. I'm struggling right now, but I'll be okay. He's like, okay. He's like, well, are you going to still do The Bachelorette?
Dead.
I was like... Really? I was like, my own coach is asking me right now. Okay, but on to more important things. Are you still going to do the show?
Who was the girl?
Spread from our janitor to our GM, Emily Maynard season.
I mean, imagine if I was the Bachelorette then.
We could have started our fairy tale a long time ago, honey.
What a fairy tale it is, my love.
But you know, the thing is, I told Gianna the story forever ago, Emily wouldn't have even been my type.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though, is would you still have, like, wanted to win?
Yeah.
Oh.
What would you do, Sarah?
I think I've said
that. We know what Jana would do.
Jana would, like, stomp the ground down and be like, I win. But honestly.
I don't even like you,
win. No, that would be. Honestly, I'd be there for the party. Like, I would be, like, up with the bitches, like, having drinks, like, taking. Like, I feel like I'd probably be like, honestly, like, I'm not that into you, but. Me and Megan and Stephanie really hit it off and like, we're just going to leave. Like, we're out in the hills. We're just going to go into LA for a night. Like, I'm out.
Peace. I love
it. Okay, Jerry's walking in, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yay. Hey, Jerry. How are you?
Hi. This is so futuristic. I feel like I'm on Star Trek.
Isn't it weird?
I am promoting, what's the name of it? Jerry Osho. Oh, man. Sorry. I just ceased there for a second. Jerry Osho. Oh, gosh. How'd I forget that? No, it's the Jerry Osho. I mean, long story short, I filled in for Wendy Williams last year. And Wendy always takes Augusts off. And they said, do you want to try doing a show for a month? And I said, let's do it. And oh, man, it really is like a dream come true. I mean.
I'm loving his energy right
now. It's just like.
You're making me so happy.
You know, well, full disclosure, this is like the first, this is the first day of press I'm doing it. It doesn't start until August 12th. So this is like the first time publicly I'm talking about it. And it's fun to try and like word what happens when you get a television show. I watch pretty much all reality television. I mean, all of it. Yeah.
I'm your Bravo girl.
But I mean, you know, I not only watch The Housewives, I go deep on Bravo. I watch like all the Below Decks, Mediterranean, regular Caribbean. I mean, I watch Après Ski. I watch Summer Home. I watch them all.
I'm there.
So now I have a job that pays me to go in the morning and talk about what I watched on Bravo the night before and comment on
it. I can't even. That is literally my dream. Like, what a time for you right now.
You know what? I'm gonna even make it better. I go in and talk about it, but before I go out, they give me a blowout and put a substantial amount of foundation on my face.
You're speaking my language.
I look good. I'm a walking Instagram filter. I don't need an Instagram. I don't need a filter.
Wow.
Because I look good while I'm talking about it. Oh. And I'm not talking about it to my wife and kids before they go to school and them telling me to shut up. We're late. Dad, no one cares.
I do.
People sit in an audience, and when I finish stories talking about it, I make a point about how sexy Lisa Rinna is on Instagram dancing.
The body.
Have you been following that?
Are you kidding?
I have a theory about her on there that she went to Andy's baby shower. Oh. Famous. You can look it up. Andy Cohen, head of Bravo. And she was filmed dancing on a table there by Kyle Richards. And it went, I know this term is used a lot and I don't like to overuse it, but it went viral. Like the video of her dancing seductively on the table went viral.
Unbelievable.
And so now she's like really posting seductive dancing videos. And by the way, you would think it's annoying someone taping themselves selfie mode dancing, doing regular household chores. I'm talking at the kitchen sink, cleaning out the garbage disposal, getting that gross stuff out and like throwing it away, or maybe if there's like a bottle cap or something, like doing household, like cleaning the caulking on the sink. But she's got some music going and she's working and twerking and it looks really good. And are you ready for this? I find it, I don't want any beef with Harry Hamlin. I find it to be very arousing. Yeah.
You guys, her body's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
She goes to Canada for like 3 months every summer, comes back. It's posting bikini pics, videos dancing.
It's really, it's worth the follow. I know I'm supposed to be talking about, What was the name of that show? The show I'm on. Jerry O Show. I'm so sorry. The Jerry O Show. I know I'm supposed to be talking about that. But after you watch the Jerry O Show, go follow Lisa Rinna on Instagram. Yes, Jerry O Show's going to be very serious. Only talking about serious topics like how hot is Lisa Rinna on Instagram?
That is
going to be my breaking favorite. Down the real topics in the world.
The important
stuff that people actually care about these days.
The important things. Family and kids are great. Family and kids are great.
Sure.
but
I have a family and kids. I love them. My kids are.
Are they old enough to watch Bravo?
That's a joke, everybody. My kids are 10. I have 10-year-old twin girls. Aww. Yeah. Well, you don't live with them, so you don't know the full extent of.
Well, 10. 10 sounds fun.
10 is fun. It gets easier. It's kind of fun. Actually, they have a little bit of attitude now, my daughters, and I'm not really.
I could imagine.
It's sort of fun. As a parent, you're sort of proud that your kids have attitude and sass, and you're like, oh, I raised a creature that has sass, like doesn't take it, you know? So you're sort of a little bit proud, but at the same time, you want to just yell like, don't you ever talk to me that way. Your daddy.
Who has the sass, you or your wife?
You know what's funny is I don't want to like generalize and stereotype genders at all. I am as woke. I'm super woke. I am so woke, it's not even funny. But I never grew up with girls. I only had a brother. And because my mom was around two boys, she became sort of like a dude. You know, like my mom was like, you know, was with boys a lot, yeah. You know, so learned to like break boys up from fighting and like, you know, like was like, I never grew up with like female energy. I just didn't grow up with that. And it's funny to have like total female energy in a house now, you know? I mean, no one ever put up a unicorn poster in any house I grew up. I didn't even like know what unicorn, like now I find myself just staring at unicorn posters like, these are really beautiful. Like, look at these rainbows. Like, this is amazing. Like, that's a unicorn, and it's got wings, and it's flying. Look at this rainbow. There's so many rainbows, and that's the beautiful sky. This is beautiful. But also, to watch an argument between my wife and my two daughters is, it's intense, man.
It's your own Bravo.
It's crazy. In your house. Like, when it goes down, it's funny. And it's just crazy. Like, but also, my daughters fight a lot, you know, like they share a room. Oh, so they're twins. I've seen them fight over a pair of jeans. Oh. And like, that's something that like, I would never, I grew up with my brother. We lived with each other. I went to college. We lived together. I lived with my brother for 21 years. I never once said to my brother, hey man, I got those jeans first. Those jeans are mine. I'm wearing them. If you take these jeans, I'll cut them up. I swear, I will cut them up. I'll cut them into a million little pieces, man. If you don't get to wear these jeans, I grab them. I laid them out. I laid them out for tomorrow.
He's speaking to my soul. I have a sister, and I mean, I'm 28, and I get like that. If there's a tag on that, and you put that on your body before me,
right?
Game over.
Right.
I do. Game of Thrones time. Here I come. Right. I go nuts.
Right. Right.
So I saw a quote that actually you said because you have twins. So you said the key to not getting a divorce is having twins.
Oh, man. It's really funny. Somebody said to me once when my kids were like just months old, somebody said, hey, an older person said to me, hey, how old are your kids? And I said, they're 9 months old. And they said, hey, if you can make it to like 3 or 4, you stand a good chance of staying married. And I was like, wow, really? Like, I thought they were going to say, oh, that's so cute. You're such a good family. She was like, you can make it to 3 or 4. You stand a good chance. You could probably stay married.
Wow.
And then I sort of laughed like you guys are now, like nervously. And she said, my husband and I didn't make it. And I was like, oh, boy,
okay.
Yikes.
Wow.
I know. But it really is. It's really true. Like, now that our kids are 10, it's almost like, it's so funny. They sort of like, it's like teams now. They've formed, it's not like teams. It's like gangs.
Oh.
Like they've formed.
Oh God.
Like a gang. And my wife and I then, through these circumstances, have to form our own gang, like a gang task force. And it's like, we're like bonded by this feud, you know? My kids are always like, you know, like, this is our turf. And we're like, no way. This is our corner. Get out of here.
Oh.
Did it just get dark? Too dark for everybody?
No, yeah. I mean, I.
Even Jan and I have talked about that. We're like, that'll be fun when the kids get to that age and we can kind of F with them a little bit.
Raising kids is just like, all you have to do is watch that show, The Wire on HBO. And it's like, there's two sides, the kids and the parents. I think the thing I said was my wife and I would have gotten divorced, but neither one of us wanted our children. So that's why we were staying together. I think we realized early on that not one of us wanted sole custody. So we stayed together. We would actually, my wife and I would have the first and only case in Hollywood of Hollywood couples breaking up where we insisted that the other partner get custody. You know how like Brangelina, I don't know if we can call them that anymore, or like it's like supposedly, allegedly, wow, I've really been taught by Wendy Williams, allegedly a custody battle that's like happening, but that would never be the case with my wife or I. I'd be standing up in front of a judge going, Your Honor, I am not fit to have these kids by myself. I need someone from the state with me
at
when I'm
times.
With them, and I don't really want them that much. How about every other weekend, every third month? Supervised visits, and if I want to cancel, I can.
Oh, wow.
How about that, Your Honor? Actually, by the way, that's a funny sketch for the Jerry O Show. We should do my wife and I having an anti-custody battle. Oh, a funny thing I should tell you about the Jerry O show that's going to be different. Look at me bringing it back around. We've partnered with Funny or Die, which is that very funny Will Ferrell website, which I've worked for a bunch over the years. I have a lot of fun content on there. And they're going to be they're going to help us with a lot of our sketches and a lot of our comedy in the Jerry O show.
Oh, this is
so it's going to be totally different than anything you've seen on daytime television, which is, you know, not to say that other daytime TV shows are lacking. You know, they're very fun, but you probably won't see Dr. Phil doing a funny video with whoever is going to be a guest on that day or doing Funny or Die videos, although he should, because that would be pretty funny.
That would be genius.
Who's your dream guest on your show that you would love to have?
You know, I got to say, because we are a live show, August 12th to August 31st, the Jerry O show on Fox stations, whatever happened the night before, like let's say, for example, when we're on air, Real Housewives of Orange County is going to be showing.
Lucky for you.
I think it starts.
He knows.
It starts August 6th.
Yes.
And I'm a big Orange County fan. I love those ladies. So it would be so fun. Let's say Vicki Gunvalson gets into an argument with Tamra.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get one of them to come on the show and give their side of the story. It's really because it's really fun when you hear, or you know what? I'd love to get the villain in a situation. For example, this season on Beverly Hills.
I'm ready.
There was a sort of matriarch character.
Yes.
Who took a lot of heat this year.
Yes. Do we name her? Honestly, I'm scared.
I'm afraid to say
it. I'm afraid of her, so I'm not going to say it. I'll just say that.
There was sort of a matriarch of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills who was feuding with a lot of people this season. It would be so fun to book her and say, what's going on? Because honestly, I'm a fair and balanced daytime TV person, and I would want to hear
100%
their side of the story, because I truly believe that they have a side of the story too. So, so my dream guest would be whoever is like in the reality world, in, you know, in pop culture, who is going through it. I'd love to talk to them, because I will say this: I would have like a funny, fresh, not soft take on it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, because here's the thing though, if you ever need someone to bounce off housewife stuff with, Sarah, right there. If you ever want her to come on your show and be the girl that sits there and like goes back and forth with you,
she'll stir the pot.
We've already airdropped our contacts with each other.
I mean,
it's done.
He's coming to the wedding, I think.
Yeah, there.
He should officiate. Oh, you should officiate.
Yeah. You know what? Hold on a second. I'm just downloading get your wedding license. Learn how to be a reverend.com. learn how to officiate. Be a marriage officiant.com. Wait, hold on a second. I agree. Done. I can do it. Yeah.
He's in.
There we go. Hold on a second. We have big news. You're getting married. What is the date?
2020.
Oh, in 2020.
Yeah, the year. February.
Oh.
I'll give you that. I might even show you. Hey, I'm going to show him everything. I'll tell him whatever he wants.
Is it going to be local? Are we going? Is it going
to
be?
Oh my God! Look at him right here trying to get the tea.
Is it?
Hey, do you know who Wayne Gretzky is? She's marrying his son.
Of course, yes. I should have known. No. I should have known all this. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm ashamed.
No.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
No
for
way.
The Jerry O show, I am going to do like prepare for interviews and everything. Unlike this,
no,
right here.
There's no way you would ever know that.
No, I'm ashamed that I didn't know that. I should have known that. I should have done my research. No. I was really slacking.
There's
to be honest, I fell asleep in the car in the parking garage. Like I had a nap, and then I just woke up and like someone said, "You got to be up here."
I'm dying.
And I should have downloaded everything. Wow, you are marrying into the Gretzky family.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
They're great.
Great family.
Great family. Love them.
Very terrific Canadian family.
Canadian.
You probably can't give anything away. It's going to be in 2020. I bet it's going to. I'm just guessing here.
Do
I have
it.
No
Do
facts.
It. No,
it's
let's
not
go.
Based,
let's
everybody.
Go.
I'm going to say somewhere, because it's the Gretzky family, somewhere in Lake Country in Ontario, most likely Muskoka. Boom. Done. Muskoka, if those of you don't know, is a very expensive, very very exclusive.
It's where Lisa Rinna is at.
Oh, it's where Lisa Rinna is. It's a very exclusive lake community in north of Toronto. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And wow, that's exciting. Are you going to be able to call? Are you going to be able? I mean, the great one. Wow. You know, your father-in-law is known as the great one.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know.
So this wedding is going to be the great wedding. All right. Without giving too many deets, have we picked out a dress yet? Are we still going through that whole process?
I love you. So I guess I'll just do it here now. So I got a dress yesterday.
Wow. Ooh.
She didn't even know.
We didn't even know.
Nobody
that.
Knows. Nobody knows.
Who was there to help you choose?
My mom and my sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crying? Tears?
No. Lots of alcohol.
Oh, okay. alcohol served by the establishment that sold you
yes,
the dress?
Yes.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
It's so funny because normally with like a lot of alcohol, like you'd think like it would be like elation and then, this is it. My baby.
No,
my
we've been
it.
Together forever. So everyone's just, my dad's mostly like, just take her.
No, that's good. You're not rushed. You're very young, you know? I mean, nobody wants to rush into anything. That's super exciting.
It is exciting.
Is it nervous? Is it exciting? Tell
it's
me the emotions.
Exciting. Very excited.
It's exciting.
I'm really excited.
Now, here we go. The the list. That's really crazy. Yeah. How scary is that?
It's pretty scary.
It's scary.
I mean, I feel like I'm watching the Jerry O show right now. I really like it.
Well, listen, good. Like, hey, Jerry O show, August 12th, Fox Station's right there. The list is crazy.
He's turned into the interviewer. I'm dying.
How?
Yeah.
That was the biggest negotiation with my wife and I.
Yeah.
And my wife and I have been married. So we did it. We've been married for a while now. 12 weeks.
Wow. Oh.
12 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Listen, in Hollywood, people are like, why are you guys still married? What's up with you two?
Why are you?
You guys weird or something? You guys, you freaks? You freaks?
You freaks?
We freaks, what? Yeah, you've been married 12 years. You must be weird. You must be pretty freaky. What? We've just been married. We have kids. Yeah, right. What's really going on, man?
I can't breathe. The guest list.
That was the thing that my wife and I negotiated most heavily about when we were getting married.
I am out.
What was the negotiation?
Yeah. Who can come, who can't come, who...
needs to come.
Who needs to come, who doesn't need to come. We had a 100-person wedding. So that's...
Oh, wow.
Listen, I know that doesn't sound small. I mean, listen, my parents got married. There were like 3 people there. And... so 100 people is a lot compared to what I knew was a wedding, you know? But, I mean, I remember I once said to my wife when we were planning, I was like, man, I can't believe we have 100 people. And she was like, oh, you think we need more? And I was like, more? Are you crazy? I don't know if I have 100. I don't know if we have, well, 50. I don't know if I have 50 friends. And she was like, this is on the smaller side. And I was like, no, come on.
Yeah. It's hard because we're both 1 of 5. And our moms are both 1 of 7.
Oh, my gosh. Oh
so go ahead gosh. And just alone. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. And I won't get into deets. Like, are people going to have to travel? But you got to think about all that stuff, and it's crazy. But congratulations. That's exciting.
Thanks.
Ooh, let me see this rock. Woo! I know this is an audio medium, so I'll explain it. I'm looking at what I'm going to describe as a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, my God.
I thought you won the Super Bowl. I didn't realize. This is, look at this. Yeah.
He will be very happy to hear that.
It is beautiful.
Thank you.
Very clean diamond. I don't see, it looks very good. I know you guys are probably sponsored and I'll get in trouble for this, but I can say this about your fiance. He went to Jared. Every kiss begins with K.
And to think I'm hungover right now.
Oh, how was it? Since you're into reality shows, how was that having your brother Charlie be the bachelor?
It's so funny. This is going way back. My brother was like the second or third bachelor. He was the seventh.
Well, he was probably like the fourth guy then.
Oh, it felt like the second. I'm so sorry. Hey, once again, for Jerry O Show, I am going to be doing some homework. I promise you, I'm going to get all these details down. We are Now we're going to make a mistake on the Jerry O show. I guess he's the seventh. But that still is pretty early on in,
oh, yeah,
in Bachelor world. It was really stressful for our family. We thought it was going to be fun. I felt a little responsible because I was the one who was like, you got to do this, man. This is going to be so fun. Oh, you're the Bachelor. Okay. Go, go, go. And it was pre-social media. So it was, it's funny. I think now we know, like, hey, listen, the spotlight's going to be really on you. I'm not sure if, you know, only do this show if you're ready to take the heat. You know, I think everyone's a little more savvy now with social media. Like, you know, you get named the Bachelor or you get on a reality show and you're immediately a personality
overnight,
you know,
yeah.
And you have a lot of followers and you're a celebrity, you know, and I think back then there wasn't that. So we were a little more innocent back then, you know, so I was really pushing him to do it. And it was like my brother who was like, oh, this isn't me, you know. You know, I'm not a, I guess we called them reality stars back then, you know, and like the only real reality shows back then were like, the Osbournes and, you know, Real World. And I was like, this will be really fun. This will be great. And you know what? It was really like stressful. It was really like he picked somebody, you know, like there's a lot of forces telling you it's not like going to a bar, seeing a girl, liking her, getting her number, and then dating her. It's like you have to go through a process where you slowly eliminate people. You know what I'm saying? Where you're encouraged to start beef with people. You know, it was stressful. I don't know if it was, I wouldn't describe it as a pleasant experience.
I could see that.
It is fun to, I mean, there is a, I do have to admit, when it was on, we would have screening parties and we'd watch it. And there was an excitement to it, you know? And there is an excitement to being on TV. But, you know, I got to tell you, you know, even when, like, my parents were on for the Take the Dates Back to Your Parents episodes, you know what I'm saying? There's a word for it.
Hometown
visits. Thank you. For the hometown visits, you know, my parents are pretty charismatic people. But the second there were cameras in their faces and a producer saying,
I always feel bad for the parents.
Well, also, like, and like a producer saying to, like, my mom, who is a like an opinionated person, saying to my mom, like, hey, what do you not like about this girl? Like, on camera, my wife being like, oh, I think everyone's good. And then being like, I need you to be
digging.
Like, I need to hear what you don't like about them. That would help us, you know? And my mom being like, I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
It's rude. Right. But is there anything that you maybe don't like about them? Something that you are afraid that your son won't like, you know? And
if we put a gun to your head,
well,
what would
you know,
say?
And like, alcohol is involved with everything. They're always trying to get people. And when you watch, so now when I watch that show and I see people like breaking down, I know
they're hammered
from having a family member who's done the show. I know they're wasted.
Yeah.
I know it's 4 a.m. Ugh. I know they've been working for 16 hours. And let me tell you something. If this interview that we're all doing here went on for 16 hours and you kept giving me drinks, by hour 16, I would be here talking about how much I love you. If I don't get a rose, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll fight you all. I mean, anyone, even the strongest people in the world, like the greatest leaders, would like Obama would be like, even after hour 16, would be like, oh, I want a rose. That said, haven't missed a season. Love it all. Can't wait to watch somebody get drunk and fight and cry and hopefully get somebody. Man, when Colton jumped that fence and ran, that was some appointment television, man. When that virgin was just off and running, that was crazy, man.
You can have the next person. Hopefully, maybe they'll be same time airing. I don't know how that works. As you.
I am not a virgin, so I can't.
No,
oh,
on
you mean,
your show.
Oh. Yeah, be fun to have a bachelor. Oh, man. If I got that virgin on my show, forget it.
So because you're so obsessed with reality, would you actually be on Housewives?
I would do it in a second. My wife would never do it. My wife, you can look her up on the old gram, Rebecca Romaine. Very beautiful, very highfalutin model, actress. I don't think it's her bag. She's not confrontational like that. I would be on there. I would be fighting with like...
No, you would.
Harry Hamlin, Ken Todd. I'd be hooking up with
Mauricio.
Them. Ken Todd trying to kiss him. He tried to kiss my husband. Jerry did last night. You savage. I'm in love with Ken Todd, Lisa. You can't take me away. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. No, guys, this is it. I'm hanging. I have nothing to do.
He's here all day.
I'm sitting here all day. I have nothing to do. Say you want me out of here because Mario Lopez is coming in or something. Like, you have someone else who has to sit here. I have nothing else to do. So I'm actually now, just despite you, going to sit here for 2 hours and I'm going to keep talking about this.
He's getting the looks right now.
I don't know people. My buddy Adam is here. He had nothing else to do today. He was like, hey, man, you want to like hang?
Oh, my God.
Go to the valley. I haven't seen you.
Let's go to the valley.
Listen to some iHeart and just drive around, bro.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
My face hurts.
No, you guys don't understand. I can't breathe right now.
I'm sweating.
I haven't stopped laughing.
Congrats to the wedding. Going to be super fun. I can't wait to see pictures when they're posted.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course.
And you're marrying it too. Great. Your family's great.
They are the best.
They're real royalty. It's exciting.
Oh, that's sweet. Wow, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I'm basically a Meghan Markle.
They are. I'm not even making a joke. A rare serious comment. In my eyes, you're marrying royalty.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. Are you a hockey fan?
I'm a huge hockey fan, but also I'm a fan because I've met your in-laws. I live in a little village called Calabasas in California, where all the Kardashians are from. But not only are the Kardashians from there, the Gretzky's are also from, actually, a little farther out. I live in the more lower-income area of Calabasas. They live in the higher-income area. But I have seen the Gretzky family out there a number of times. They're a beautiful...
Yeah, I love them.
You're all going to make beautiful children.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Sorry, we're jumping ahead here. We're really getting crazy. Hey, Jerry Osho. It's going to be funny, man. We're going to have a good old time. I know you can't tell from this interview, but it is a reflection of my personality, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be awesome. We cannot wait to watch it, and we just want all our Wind Down listeners to watch August 12th, The Jerry O Show on Fox.
Check it out.
Okay, so huge ball of energy.
Wow. I mean...
all the energy in the world.
I felt like I was just watching you on The Jerry O Show.
Something came over me. I'm not going to lie to you. He sat down next to me. We both had like this thing going. Not the day to be hungover and not have coffee, but honestly, I couldn't feel better right now.
All right. I'm excited to hear more about the wedding, but first we have to talk about clutter. So whether you're moving to a new place, having a baby, or just, you know, whatever life, you're probably looking to free up some space. Well, now there is. Meet Clutter, the world's largest on-demand storage provider. So when it comes to making life easier, Clutter is the undefeated champ. With Clutter, finding an affordable place to stash your things has never been simpler. Mike.
Thanks, honey. Clutter is the world's largest full-service on-demand storage experience. It's zero effort. Just schedule a pickup and Clutter will be there to pack and move your belongings to store in their secure facility.
Oh my gosh, I wish we had this when we moved to Nashville.
Yeah, we just found out about this now.
And you need your stuff on it. Just let Clutter know and they'll bring it right to your door. And with Clutter's online photo inventory means you never forget what's in storage. So wish we could have used this in Nashville. But I also found out that Julie used Clutter. And she told me that there's great, excellent customer service, and they also price match with local competitors, so you're getting a great deal. Clutter has a great sign-up bonus for our listeners. Get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/Jana.
That's on top of Clutter's no-hassle moving online inventory management, free pickup and delivery, and price match guarantee. See why Clutter is better and get $50 off your first month at clutter.com/Jana. That's clutter.com/Jana, and enter promo code Jana. At checkout.
All right. So, Sarah.
Yes.
Before we get to some emails, can you just give me... Okay. I know we have a dress that obviously you're not going to tell us the designer, but you found your dress. When did you find it?
I can't believe he just got that out of me. I'm telling you.
I know.
I couldn't even control myself. Yesterday. So I got it yesterday.
Yay.
Yeah.
How did you know? What was the feeling?
honestly, it was really hard for me. Like, this was probably, like, I thought I was going to love this part. I did not like this part. I'm just so particular and picky. And I just, yesterday I finally was just like, this is me. I did what I felt was most me. And I, yeah. And I was like, at the end of the day, I'm the only one who cares what I look. I don't care what anyone thinks. Like, and I loved it. So I was like, okay, this is it.
And everyone's going to say you look beautiful anyway.
Like, everyone's going to be like,
even if you don't.
It's always like, oh, the most beautiful bride. It's like, really? Was she the most beautiful bride? Because I doubt she was. So, like, why does everyone always call people the most beautiful bride? I don't know. Anyways.
In that moment, you are the most beautiful bride.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Because you're the only bride.
Are we saying city or state?
No.
Okay.
February 2020. I'll say February.
Ooh, February.
Yeah, yeah. I know people were like asking me all when I did like the questions. Everyone's like long engagement, short engagement. I'm like, listen, I don't trust people who do long engagements. Okay. Like, I don't trust them. And I've waited long enough. So let's get this going. So,
I mean, I was really pushing for the end of this year.
So it was kind of tight. But again, I didn't want to be rushed. I wanted to be able to enjoy it, but also be rushed. But I mean, I'm trying to have a child next year. So we really need to get things going.
When are you going to start trying?
I mean, like, as soon as I can, like.
I can't imagine pregnant Sarah.
I know, you say that all the time. And like, honestly, just imagine it because it's happening.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Okay. Guest list?
No. That's going to take a hot minute.
How is the band that you FaceTimed? Got it? Okay.
Got it. I really got all the like quote unquote big things, I think.
Shoes? Yeah.
No, I feel like I'll get shoes now. Now that I know the dress, I'll get shoes. I need to get bridesmaids dresses.
Who are your bridesmaids?
I'm doing like my like high school best friend. I don't have that many. Yeah. So Ty and I don't have that many friends. So it kind of works out. And we both have like, you know, brothers and sisters. So that's taking up most of our party is our, his brothers and his sisters and my sister. So, it's going to be,
are you doing all of your sisters?
No. So my three older sisters, they're like, we have no desire to be bridesmaids at their ages. I won't say how old they are because they would kill me, but no, they were like, we have no desire. Cause my sister got married last year, my younger one. And they were like, listen, we're here for the party. We're not here for the ugly bridesmaid's dress, which let's be honest, my bridesmaid's dresses won't be ugly, but no, I'm going to do, I involve them in every other way, but they just don't have to do that part.
So how many bridesmaids?
8.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot. I could barely come up with 6.
Yeah. I had to cut mine down. I could have done like 12.
Yeah. I have ties to, so it, because he has two sisters, I'm having them in it. So it like, right. He has two brothers. So honestly, the most of our party is like family, right. But no, it's like really fun. I'm so excited. I really didn't think I was going to be as happy as I was. Cause I'm like, I already love him so much. Like, how can you love someone more? Oh, let me tell you, when he put that thing on my finger, I love him more. So
I love that.
It's been wild, yay. But I'm so excited. And like, thank God I have you.
I mean, you were always here for you, driving to help force. You.
The day after, everybody, let me tell you, the day after I got engaged, we are on a plane. She has already called 10 venues.
She's an animal.
Yeah. I was like, how can I help? I love planning.
I know. That was
it's
like
so much fun.
That's like your secret job.
It is. She needs to do it.
I know.
I would love to be a wedding planner. That'd be like dream goals. All right. Email before we leave. What do you wish you knew? My husband and I have been together for 9 years and have struggled through infidelity. And recently the floodgates opened and I found out about a lot more. Oof. I believe my husband loves me and I'm the one he wants to be with. He is officially in therapy and went for himself, not to keep me, which I think is really important. We are living separately, but talk every day and fighting through this. What are some things you wish you knew in the beginning? Who do you vent to when you had a hard time without totally airing your dirty laundry? That's a tough one. I think even with infidelity or not, I mean, Sarah, you know, it's like you have to pick and choose like who you vent to, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to know anything. Like in regards to her email, I'm saying like, I'm someone who I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know if it doesn't.
You don't.
If it was before me, doesn't involve me. I don't want to know. I don't care.
What if it was during you?
Oh, well, I mean, during me, depends. But for the most part, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know what? Your friend's dirty laundry?
No. No. I think she's saying like from her perspective.
Right? Isn't she referring to like, he told her things, I'm guessing later on?
Yeah. What are some things you wish you knew in the beginning? Yeah.
I don't know. In the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you don't want to know too much. I think specific details are like a lot, but
yeah.
At the same time, it's really hard to pick and choose which friends you tell things to.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, I talked to you and you were the middle seat Southwest girl. So yeah. Aired my dirty laundry to you.
Yeah, but there's like a certain sense when you think you're not going to see someone again. You know,
that's true.
I mean, this is a tough one, though, because, you know, the thing here is that's why through the whole there's a therapeutic process when dealing with infidelity or these kind of things. It's called disclosure. And the whole point is to alleviate from some of this where you don't start to, you know, recover, mend one issue, and then you find out more. And then it just feels like more lies. It feels like more secrets, more disclosure. And then it just brings everyone else back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's tough. I mean, she's in a tough situation and finding she needs a therapist would be the best person to air the dirty laundry to, because again, you don't want your friends, if you're trying to work it out, you don't want friends to be judgmental of your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to judge you for staying, which, you know, let's face it, a lot of people might do at first.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a tough one.
It's tough. Yeah, I feel for her.
Well, not to end on a heavy note, but Sarah, we're really excited for your marriage.
Yeah.
Honestly, same.
Hey, Cruz, you want to come back on next week?
Yeah.
Yay. All right, awesome. Well, we love you guys, and thanks for catching us up to speed on all things wedding.
Of course.
And we'll wind down again next week.
See you next week.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.